Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking certified Angus beef with John Pfeiffer in just a moment.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's Gulf Coast Classic on April 22nd at the Natchitoches Event Center in Natchitoches, Louisiana, offering more than 57,000 head, 2,200 Holsteins, over 14,000 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, nearly 13,000 wean calves, more than 20,000 calves on cows, and 900 bred stock. Don't miss Superior's Gulf Coast Classic in Natchitoches, Louisiana, April 22nd. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Time today with John Pfeiffer from the Certified Angus Beef Board. John, of course, cattle producer from here in the state of Oklahoma, but the chairman this year of CAB. You're about almost halfway through your year as chairman, John. You've got a lot of good things going with CAB right now.
Yes, we have a lot of good things. We're on another record pace for sales, where it looks like we may have a chance to sell an additional 100 million pounds this year. We've just opened up the cooperating plant in Russia, where we'll begin to sell more CAB products there. Things are good. Their demand for beef is good, and our salespeople and counterparts have been working hard to get it sold, and it's a real exciting time to be a member of Certified Angus Beef.
You've got, kind of a two-pronged approach that you've got to work with. You've obviously got to work with producers that get you the supply of beef to then merchandise as CAB. You've done, I know, a good job of expanding that producer base, too.
Certified Angus Beef has worked very hard expanding at producer base, and actually the producers are the ones that should be congratulated. Where we would have started initially with maybe only 3 or 4% of the cattle being qualified to meet the 10 standards of Certified Angus Beef, we've had some months now where 30% of the kills on a monthly basis have met the Certified Angus Beef quality grades, which is phenomenal to make that much progress in a very short period of time.
Now, I mean, you get more and more, obviously, pounds that get certified, that means a lot better supply for you.
What had been the holdup for a long time was not having enough supply. And even through this downturn with the increase in carcass size and the fact that we had more of them being certified, we were able to meet the demands of our suppliers.
And John says while there are more branded programs than ever before available to consumers, CAB, Certified Angus Beef, is still the gold standard.
What separates our program apart from a lot of others is it is based on quality, but they ask to meet those 10 specifications. And those 10 specifications make that quality of beef be closer to the same each and every time that they consume it. And that's an important thing, that the people have a good eating experience each time that they use or eat or consume one of our Certified Angus Beef products.
So consistency is one of those selling points.
Yes, consistency, good quality, and it's the marbling, the modest marbling that helps do that, as well as the other specifications.
Now that you're starting to get into actually be able to do some DNA type sampling to help assure that you're getting that percentage of Angus that you're wanting.
Yes, the Angus breed continues to be the leader in genomic testing. We have had a lot increase in a large number. We've also have an increase in registrations this year. And as those things continue to increase, it just increases our supply and makes it easier for us to meet the demands that are coming for this Certified Angus Beef product.
You've got several years of experience on the board, both the Angus board and the CAB board. What's out there? What's on the horizon that you guys are especially excited about?
I think that probably the next big step that we're going to see is we're going to begin to have some shoot side testing for health, and I think it's close. We know that a lot of the marbling in these cattle, not only is it required the genetics, but it's also required the health of an animal. And so if we can identify those animals that are going to last longer and be more healthy all the way through, then it can't do anything but help the percentage of product that we have available to us.
CAB Chairman John Pfeiffer, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual grass time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.